Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Samach Zayin. We are starting Samach Vav Amud Beis, about four lines up from the bottom with the words of Simon V'Shem Rabbi Shuba Levi and Vilnitzer's daf. It's on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, about two thirds of the way through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we will talk about liquids on Shabbos and the shear of Isser to carry it out. We had mentioned that a revius of wine, which is a quarter of a leg, when it congeals, it goes down to the size of a zayas, of an olive. So something similar. Rabbi Simon says V'Shem Rabbi Shuba Levi. Ma'aseh Pedro Shal Beis Rabbi. There was a story with a mule in Rebbe's house. Shemesa died. And there were Matarit's blood because of Nevela, meaning its blood wasn't Tameh. Rabbi Elazar Shaul Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Simon, Ad Kama, until how much? Does that mean the blood is not Tameh at all whatsoever, or is there a certain shear? Avali Givei, he didn't respond to him. Samuel Sayyidina went off on top, Shaul Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi, but Amalani told him, Ad Revius Tahar, up until Revius is Tahar, but yes, Mikan Tameh, more than that's Tameh, and that's what we just said before with wine, that Revius, when it congeals, goes down to a Zayas. It's the same thing over here with blood, that a Revius of blood would be proportionate to a kezias of flesh from the dead animal, and we know that a kezias of meat from the animal is metame, so too a revius of blood is going to be metame. Now, once he got this answer, Ubashler Blazer, Blazer was upset. Deloy Chazar Le Reb Simon Shmusa, that's proper Girsa. Reb Simon didn't give him this answer. Why did he withhold it from him? Why did he have to go all the way to Reb Shuba Levi to ask him? Now, we continue with this. Reb Bibi Haviyasav Masni Hadein Ovda, Reb Bibi was sitting and teaching over this story. Armali Reb Yitzchak Bar Kahana, so Reb Yitzchak Bar Kahana asked him, Ad Revius Tahar Yerushim Mikan Tame, is that what the halacha is? That up until Revius of Dam is still Tahar? But more than that is Tameh. And Ubayit Bey, Rabibi looked at him, gave him this sharp glance, and didn't answer him. Now, while Rabzirkan asked Rabibi, begin the Shalach at Bahat Bey? Just because he asked you his question, you look at him sharply like that? So Amrali, Rabibi responded to him, Hadle Havas Dati Alai, it's just because my mind wasn't with me, I wasn't focused for the following reason. Kidmar Rabchanin says as follows. In the Techachan Chomish, it says, Viyu Chayecha Tulim L'Chami Neged, that your life is going to hang in balance. And what's this referring to? Zal Kechit Mashana. This is referring to a person who buys wheat for the whole year, but in a way, his life is in balance, because he doesn't know what's going to be next year. He doesn't have a field that produces its own wheat. He has to rely on somebody else, so he doesn't know what's going to be next year. Now the pasuk continues saying, "Upachat l'ayil v'yoymam," you're going to be afraid night and day. And what's this referring to? Zalekech min asidki. This is a person who buys from a retailer. He doesn't have enough money to buy for a whole year, so he purchases grain every so often, and he's even a little bit more nervous and unsure of himself because he doesn't know what's going to be when he purchases grain the next time. And when the pasuk says, "V'loy tam b'chayecha," you're not going to trust in your very life, which means this person is even more on edge and more anxious about his future. Zalekech min apalter, this is a person who buys bread from the baker. He doesn't even have enough money to buy his store of grain. He has to go to the baker. And who knows what's going to be next time he buys bread. Maybe he won't have enough money. Maybe there won't be bread. And says Rav Bibi to Rav Zrekon, I rely on buying my bread from a baker, and therefore I wasn't able to focus properly on what he was asking me. So now the Gemara asks, my kedain. Bottom line is, what's the psak? And the answer is, hey, Rav Shuvim Seir give edos, al dam nevela shutar, the dam from nevela, from an animal that just died, is tahar. Now the question is, mahutar. What does that mean that it's tahar? So the suggested answer is tar malachshir halatamis metame. It's tar from being machshir. This is a classic thing that comes up all throughout Gemara. Hechshir eichlin. We know that produce can't be makabel toma unless it goes through hechshir. It has to be made susceptible to makabel toma. In order for that to happen, it needs to be touched by one of the seven liquids. Blood is one of them. And so right now our havamina is the dam from an avela is tahar, meaning it cannot be machshir something else, but it will be metame. However, we try to push this away by saying tamatanin over there. We learned in the Mishnah there's a mesachas machshirin dam hasharetz kibsaroi, the blood from a sharet is just like its flesh. Metame ve'enoi machshir. It's metame something and it's not machshir. It can't make produce susceptible to mekabel tomah. Ve'en lono koyote bai, it wouldn't have anything like it. And that's mashma, that wouldn't have anything like it. Namely, this is the only blood which is not machshir, but it is metame. And therefore, it must be that when Rav Shuvim Seira said that dam nevelas is tahar, that means that not only is it not machshir, it's also not metame. However, the Gemara says not a raya. What does it mean, ein lono koyote bai? Ve'en lono koyote bai kashir tumasai. It means that we don't have anything like it in regards to shear of tumah. We know that a sheretz itself is metame ke'adasha. If just a lentil size of a sheretz touches something, it's getting metame, and that's unlike basar of nevela, for example, which only the size of a kezias is getting metame. That means that when this Mishnah says ve'ein lo nekiyotze bai, it's specifically referring to the size of what's getting metame, namely blood of a sheretz is unique that it's getting metame just with an adasha. Aval damai metame kibasarai, but still its blood will be metame just like its basar, and the same thing would apply to a nevela, that even though it's not machshir, its blood will be metame. I continue to discuss this. Amar Rav Yosef tells us, the one who holds the blood of Nevela is Matame, Krib Yudah is just like Krib Yudah, who holds that there are six things in Machlekes, Beisham, Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel is Machmiran, this is one of them, and we pass it like Beis Hillel, whereas Tar, according to Manda Amar, the blood of Nevela is Tar, Krib Yishuv and Mesera, that's a Krib Yishuv and Mesera. And Amar Leir of Duma Nechusa, or Nechisa, Rav of Duma, who would go down, which means he would go from Eretz Yisrael down to Bavel, he said the following, Vios, this is true, Rav Yehuda is the one who's Matame Daman Nevela. Where do we get this from? Because Rav Yehuda, Mar Yonah Debenasia, Yehava. That's Rabbi Girsa. Rabbi Yehuda was the Paisek of the Nasi's house. And we started out today with a story with a mule that died in Rebbe's house and how they said it was Tahar. However, the clarification was it's only Tahar up until Revius. But once there's a Revius of Dam, it's Metame and it must be the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because again, Rabbi Yehuda was the Paisek of Rebbe's house. And we're discussing things in the Mishnah, different liquids, and what their Shir of Chiyuv of carrying them out on Shabbos is. So Tanu if a Braisa, Dam, blood, Kedei Lechol Ayin Achas, one's going to be Chayv if he cares out enough to put on one eye as a medicine. And Revius Rabbon says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, B'dam Atalev Shanu, this was said with blood of a bat, which was used for its medicinal purposes, but not other blood. Chalav, what about milk? The Mishnah had said it's Kedei Gemiyah, the amount of a swallow, and Adadat Omar, B'chalav Behemah Tahira. That's with the milk of a kosher animal, so however much you're going to swallow, you're going to take a nice drink of cold milk in the morning, so if you carry out that much on Shabbos, you're going to be Chayv. Al B'chalav Behemah Tameyah. But with milk of a non-kosher animal, obviously a person's not going to drink that, so it's Kedei Lechol Ayin Achas, it's enough to use as a medicine on one eye, which is much less than Kedei Gemiyah. We had said Dvash, that was enough to put on some sort of sore that a person has. Hadadat Omar, Behemah Tiki. That's not about old honey, Baram Behemah Didon, but our honey, which is fresh, Kigroi Geres, that's a proper girsa, it's a amount of Gregeres, which is a standard amount of Chiv to carry food out on Shabbos. Continuing on, the Mishnah said, Shem Kedei Losach Ever Katon, oil enough to put on a small Ever, and we clarify, Bavad Ever Katon, Shel Katon Ben Yoimai, it means a small Ever of a kid who is one day old, and that's referring either to a part of a finger or a toe, which means we're referring to a tiny little bit of oil. The Mishnah also said, Mayim Kedei Losach Vasa Kilairis, water in order to use with Kilairis, which is an eye balm. Amar Velazar, he says, Hadadat Amar Be'ilin Maya de Tala, this is only said in regards to Tal, do as in D-E-W, the liquid that you see on grass and trees in the morning, that is medicinal purposes. Barum Be'ilin Didon, but in regards to our water, meaning just regular drinking water, Kedei Ladech Pnei Meducha, it requires more for Chiyuv, that's enough to wash a mortar with, that's mortar and pestle, what's used for crushing, grinding spices or medicines, it requires more water. And then the Tanakhama concluded by saying, Ushar Kol Mashkin Bervias, V'chal Shaifchin Bervias, all other liquids are Revias, and Shaifchin, wastewater, is also Revias. Now over here we have a question on the next part of the Mishnah, in which Rav Shimon had said that really the shiurim of all the liquids that we mentioned in the Mishnah is Revias, and the only reason why we mentioned the smaller shiurim is L'matznieyhen, to those who store such a thing. In other words, for a person who needs such a thing, for example, he needs water for his eye ointment, so then he's going to be chai for carrying that little bit out on Shabbos. But for a regular person, we use the term L'matznieyhen for someone who's just going to carry it out stam, so then the shiur of water is going to be Revias. But the problem is, that means that a guy carrying out water, he's somebody who needs it. So why is he any different than L'matznieyhen? Since he needs it, he needs it. What's the difference? Why should he be chai for only Revias and not for a tiny bit? And on this, the answer is, Rabba says, B'shem Rav Chizda, B'mafana B'bayas L'bayas Himasnisa. It's talking about a person bringing his stuff from one house to another. He's just transferring his stuff from one place to another, and he actually does not need this water. It's not something that he actually needs to use. He's just simply transporting it from one place to another. And it's in regards to that that Rav Shimon says he's only going to be chayv for Revias. We continue Rav Shimon Amr Kulam Revias. Rav Shimon says that all these things, the shears are Revias. And Rav Shimon Chama Rav Shimon, the Chama responds to Rav Shimon by saying, If Shur Lomer Dvash Revias, Vachamitz Revias, are you really able to say it's the same shear that honey is Revias and vinegar is Revias? Honey and vinegar are used for two separate things, and you use different amounts for different uses. And so how can you say they have the same shear as Revias? Who must have lined, he responds to them, Kamata Islachain, just like you hold, Kala Eichel Mitzarf and Lechig Gregeres, that's proper Girsa, that all food is Mitzarf to the shear of Isra of Gregeres, even though all foods are different, they're still all Mitzarif, as we had before in a Mishnah, Kain Ofanan Islan, so too I also hold, Kala Mashkim Mitzarf and Brevias, that all liquids are Mitzarif for Revias. We now explain last part of Mishnah, Loi Nemru Kal Shirin O Elu El Matzniehen, all these shirin were only said for somebody who stores them away, and now we have a totally different understanding of his last line. Omer of Mana says, L'matznieyhen kol shehen, that somebody who stores them away is chayiv even for a kol shehu, even less than everything. In other words, we're understanding that all these shirim that we mentioned in our Mishnah are according to the Chachamim. Rib Shimon was arguing with them, saying that all these things that we mentioned, really the shears are Revias. It's only L'matznieyhen, somebody who stores them away, then their shear of Isser is all the shirim that we mentioned in the Mishnah. But here, Rav Mana comes to switch everything around. They're really a Tanakama, again, which is the Chachamim. They hold that all these shirim in the Mishnah were really mentioned only for Matznieyhen, but a standard person is only chayiv if he brings out a Revias. And when Rav Shimon was arguing with Tanakama, he's arguing with them, he holds that if a person is a Matznia, he stores this thing for something particular, he's chayiv even for carrying out a Kol Shehu. And we actually have a Braisa just like this. According to Rav Shimon, all this shirim that were mentioned in the Mishnah is only for somebody who carries it out. But if a person stores this thing, Kol Shehen, then he's chayiv even for carrying out a tiny little bit. And Vitani Kane Al Drabano, we have a Braisa like this in support for his understanding of Shitas Rabbanon, that loy number kol shiurna elu el lamatzni ehen halamaitzion beravias. And moving on to halacha beis, the mission continues discussing the shurim of different things one is going to be chai for carrying out on Shabbos. Hamaitzi chevel, if he carries out a rope, He's chai for carrying out the amount that could be used as a handle for a basket. Gemi, a soft reed of sorts. Lasses toloyin up alakvara. He'd be chai for carrying out the amount that could be turned into a loop or a hook for a sieve or sifter. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, k'day las menu midas min alakaton. One is chai for carrying out a reed that's long enough that it'd be used as a measuring amount for a shoe for a kid, meaning when you measure shoes for your kids, you don't bring him to the shoe store. You measure his foot with a reed, send that to the shoemaker, and he makes a shoe based off of that. So one would be chai for this amount. Niyar, paper or parchment. B'chdei licht of all of kesher meichsin. He's chai if he carries out the amount that a receipt for a tax collector could be written on it. When a person crossed the bridge and he paid the toll, so the tax collector would write two letters on a piece of paper showing that he paid, and these were very large letters, so it has to be a decent sized piece of paper in order to be chai for it. And amoisi kesher meichsin chayiv, if a person carries out this receipt itself, he's also chayiv. And lastly, niyar machuk, if a person carries out paper that used to have something written on it, but then it was erased, so it can't be used again to write on, he's chayiv only k'dei lichrach al pi tzloiches ketana shel palyatoin, if he carried out the amount that could be wrapped at the mouth of a flask of this aromatic oil, and that's because since he can't use it for writing, he needs a bigger piece in order to be able to use it as a cover for a bottle. And now we explain the first part of Mishnah, amoisi chevel k'dei lasses oisel l'kupa v'chulu, hadadat amar b'hin rechicha. This is only talking about a soft rope, ram b'hin kishaya, but with a hard rope that can't be used as a handle, it can only be used as firewood, k'dei levashel b'etzakala, he'd be chayiv to carry out the amount that would be necessary to cook an easily cooked egg, which we already know is a chicken egg. Mishnah said, gami k'dei lasses toloi napa l'kvaro, hadadat amar b'hin gavaya. That's only on the inner part of the reed, which is soft, b'ram b'hin b'raya, but regarding the outer part of the reed, which is harder, and that's used for weaving, k'dei lasses shnei batim l'napa l'kvaro. He's chayiv only if he carries out the amount that can be used to weave two parts or two sections of a sifter or sieve. More things, tani we have a braisa, hutzin, palm fronds. This is not a palm branch, but it's basically the lulav from the palm tree. He's chai for carrying out the following amount, k'dei lasses oizen l'kfifa mitzris, enough to make a handle for a woven basket. However, hadadat amar bilin rechaya, this is only with the soft parts, ram bilin kshaya, but with the hard ones, k'dei lasses sipayra, chai for carrying out the amount that one can make a bottom rim of the basket out of it. Another din, haitzi shtein tsarim, that's a proper girsa. If he carries out two palm branches, chayiv is chayiv, because he could turn that into baskets. Furthermore, tayre dekel, if he carries out fiber that grows around the bottom of a palm tree, shnaim, he's chai for carrying out two, because that also could be woven into baskets. Zmiritz, what about grapevines? So linatia, if he's carrying them out to plant them, shtaim, so he's chai for carrying out two. Imel behema, if he's carrying them for animal food, kimloi pigdi, he's chai for carrying out the amount that would go into a goat's mouth, because that's how much a goat would eat. Imel etzim, if he's just using them for firewood, kashir etzim, the shear of firewood, which we already know is the amount necessary to cook an egg, onto something else. If he carries out two hairs from the tail of a horse or cow, because these are used in traps. Zifei chazir, what about hair or bristles from the back of a chazir? One brassa teaches that one is chayiv if he carries out two, the other one teaches he's chayiv even if he just carries out one, and there's no stira, manda amar shtayim is bi'ilin rechasa, it's referring to soft ones, and those are used for traps, similar to hair from the tail of a horse or cow, whereas manda amar achas, the one that says just one, bi'ilin kashyasa, that's referring to very hard ones, and that's used in sewing. Onto something else, galinin, date pits, so linatia, if he wants to plant them, shtayim is chayiv for carrying out two. Imlo behema, if he wants to feed an animal, kimloi pi chazir, it's the amount that goes into chazir's mouth. And kamloi miloi piv, how much is that that fits in his mouth? Achas, just one. Where the chayim others say, the carrying out date pits, he's only chayiv for a different amount, cheshbain chamesh. He's chayiv for carrying out five, and that's because of cheshbain, for keeping tally. When a person's trying to keep tally of how much he owes, so let's say, for example, one coin is represented by one date pit. And up until and including four, a person remembers on their own, they don't need a reminder. But once they hit the number five and beyond, it's hard for them to remember, so therefore they put down a date pit for every single thing they need to keep tally of, and that's why five is the key number here. Continuing on, Haitzi, Sia, Eza, Vikurnis, if he brings out any of these grasses or herbs, so he's going to be chai for the following, Imla Eichlin, if it's for food, Kigregaris, so he's chai of the size of Gregaris, like we know any food a person is going to eat, that's a Shir Chiyav. Imla Behema, if he's carrying them out to feed his animal, Kimla Pigadi, the amount that fits in a goat's mouth, Imla Eitzim, if he's just using them for firewood, Kashir Eitzim, the shear of wood, which you know is the amount to cook an egg, and Imla Zaya, if he wants to use it for sprinkling, this is specifically in regards to Ezoiv, Hyssop, we know that when a person is tummy mace, he has to have the mechatos, water from the paraduma, sprinkled on him, and that's done with hyssop, with azoiv, so if he's carrying out azoiv for hazaya, kashir hazaya is the shear of hazaya. And continuing on, Rabbi Huda argued that the shear of a gemi of a reed is k'dei litol memenu midas minol katon, which is a clarification, ovad katon shu yedea linol. Has to be for a kid who knows how to put on his own shoes, he could strap them and tie them, and that's because a kid who's too young, they can't do that, doesn't wear shoes anyway, or at least doesn't need to wear them unless his parents care for style, and therefore one wouldn't be chai for this. On to the next part of the Mishnah, Maitzi Kesher Meichsin, one who carries out this receipt from the tax collector, Tani Biva Braisa, Haitzi Kesher Meichsin, if he carries out this receipt he received from the tax collector, Ad Shaloi If it was before he showed it to the collector, chayiv is chayiv, because it still has chashivas. But mishar eil lemoiches, if he had already showed it to the tax collector or potter, so he's potter for carrying it out because there's no chashivas anymore. It's just a random piece of paper that has two big letters written on it. It can't be used for anything else, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv for carrying this out. However, Rabbi Huda argues and says, af mishar eil lemoiches chayiv, even if he had already showed it to the tax collector, he's still chayiv for carrying it out. It's still chashuv. Why is that? Shuroy la'aros lemoiches acher, because he could show it to another tax collector. He could show another guy, look, I'm an honest guy, I pay my taxes, and therefore this piece of paper still has chashivas. Similarly, if a guy takes out a shtar chayiv, if he hadn't showed it to bal chayiv yet, chayiv, he's chayiv, because it still has value to it, it's still chashiv. Whereas mishar eil bal chayiv pater, once he showed it to bal chayiv, he already paid off his debt, he's pater, because he has no need for it, and therefore it's not a chashiv piece of paper. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he tells us, af mishar eil bal chayiv chayiv, even if he had already shown it to bal chayiv, he's still chayiv. Why? Show royal laharis bal chayiv acher, because he could show it to another bal chayiv, showing that he pays his debts, and that way he's a trustworthy guy. And lastly, the Mishnah said, niyar machuk, paper that had something written on it, which was erased, and now can't be used again. So if the size of chiyuv is only if it's big enough to cover a small flask. However, Tanuvi v'braisa im yesh bai chalak kedei luchtav shtei oisais chayiv. If this piece of paper, which already had something erased on it, still had an empty spot big enough to have two letters written on it, so then he is chayiv for carrying it out, even if it's not small enough to cork a bottle, because it's chashuv enough due to the fact that he could write two letters on it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.